Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone and Friends is the program. One of my friends, I'm so lucky, is a style expert. Michael O'Connor, a celebrity stylist who gives us great information about how to look terrific.
I hope you caught last week's segment, which was all about easy breezy summer hairstyles and summer hair care for men and women. This week, we're going to talk about another really great fashion accessory, and that is the belt. Should you wear one? Should you not wear one? Should it match what you're wearing? Maybe not. And what are the best belts for your body? Let's start with the men. For men, you should know that it's always appropriate, but not always necessary, to wear a belt. Certainly for jeans, shorts, khakis, tuxedos, any pants that you wear suspenders with, you will not necessarily want to wear a belt. Jeans and khakis could get away with wearing a belt, but it's got to be the right belt. Certainly for any business suit, it is appropriate to wear a belt. So I always say, when in doubt, definitely wear one. If you don't like wearing them, at least have one versatile belt in your wardrobe. And when I say versatile, I mean something that's going to go with as many of your clothes as possible. If you are going to use a belt for dress purposes, unless you're the heavyweight champion of the world, choose something with a simple buckle. Usually, the larger the buckle, the less formal it is. And certainly, choose a metal color for that buckle that matches a watch or some other metallic item that you wear, like a wedding ring. Make sure that your belt fits your pants. And I always tell people, one of the ways to do that is to choose a size that is about 2 inches longer than your pant waist size, so that you have a little bit of extra room at the end of the belt loop. For women, the rules about wearing belts are far less restrictive than for men. But let's face it, women have many, many more options to wear a belt than men do. The big question that often gets asked is whether it's important to match your belt and your shoes and your handbag. You should know that although there's certainly nothing wrong with doing so, it's not necessary anymore. The look is a little bit more conservative, but it gives you a very polished and very professional edge. Wearing something that's not matching to either your handbag or your shoes can be a little bit more casual and a little bit more fun, and it's going to allow you to experiment a little bit with your style. There are so many great belts out there these days to help you kick up your fashion statement, and you don't need to necessarily match your shoes and handbags to do that. Another big question that I'm often asked about belts is, what's in fashion now? Is it thin belts or is it thick belts? But I always tell people, think less about what's in fashion and think more about your personal style and, more importantly, your body and what a belt is going to do to it. If you're a short-waisted, petite, or curvy girl, a belt that's too wide is going to take up too much space in your middle and it's going to accentuate your chest, making you look disproportionate. Thinner belts are really great on these body types. If you're long-waisted, very tall, or have a straighter kind of non-curvy body, thinner belts and belts that are too plain can accentuate that and look strange. Choose a belt that has the proper width for your body. When to wear a belt and what to wear it with is also a concern for many women. Any pants that you wear that have belt loops is usually an indication that it would be a wise choice. Lower rise pants are a little bit more casual, so probably you don't need a belt for all of those. Belts draw attention to the part of the body that they cross. Therefore, if you've got an amazing waist and you want to accentuate it, wear a belt. If you've got narrower hips and you want to give the illusion of being a little bit more curvy, a wider, colorful belt can do just that. But on the other hand, if you've got ample booty, you might want to forego a belt at the hips because it's going to make you look too wide. If you're wearing a belt with a dress, wear it at the smallest part of your torso, your natural waist. And if you've bought a dress with a belt, don't feel that you've got to use that belt. Experiment with other ones. If you want to wear a belt with a blouse and skirt combo, use a wider belt because it's going to cover up where they meet. Avoid belting it too tightly so that your skirt waistline doesn't need to escape from the belt. And a couple of final tips on the belt. Think about your belt as a piece of jewelry. If there's metal on the belt, make sure that you match it with what you're wearing that day. Getting a belt that's a little longer can also make you look a little bit thinner, but don't get a belt that's too long because you don't want too much hanging past the belt loops. And finally, unless you're going to a 70s and 80s throwback party, forgo wearing any belts over t-shirts, sweaters, or cardigans because it's going to look very, very dated. If you want to see this visually, remember, go to my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style, and follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Styling Spy. Until next week, you're fashionable in five.
My celebrity stylist friend and expert Michael O'Connor and this great feature, Fashionable in Five. Michael provides terrific tips every week on how to improve our appearance and look and feel fabulous. Thanks, Michael. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
With you. Why do we use unleaded gasoline anyway? Turns out there are some 7 million tons of deadly tetraethyl lead and EDB active in our soil, air, water, and bodies, showing up in places like our cake mix and cereal. The Nation magazine reported common lead, a deadly heavy metal, illegal in paint and gasoline, was quietly added to motor fuel by General Motors, which controlled the patent on the nation's daily gasoline formula. For 60 years, GM added tetraethyl lead to gas, despite evidence the company's lead had poisoned 80% of its own Bayway lab staff and was killing an additional 5,000 Americans a year from cars' airborne exhaust. The payoff? At the time, GM made money on almost every gallon of gasoline that was sold by anyone. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Burdine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Burdine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Burdine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.